What does it take to have a great life? What can you do to make things easier, to have a happy and healthy family, to make more money with what you already know, and how do you become a phenomenal leader? If you want the answers to these questions and more, you just found the right podcast. It's about to get real. Hi, my name's Chad Muncy, and I'm here to share practical advice from my success and experience in business, family, leadership, and life. I'm also here to talk to people who want and have gotten the same results. Get ready to be better at it all. Welcome to the Chad Muncy Show. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Chad Muncy Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I see this as support, you listening to me, and any advice that I can give you or any value I can give you that helps you in your life, that's the reason I'm doing this. I want to spread good things to people, and I want people to have better lives. Today, I am going to jump right in to the topic, which is turning your skill or your talent into cash money. That's right. Turning your skill or talent into cash money. A lot of people have talents and skills that they know are valuable in the back of their mind, but but fear holds them back. Fear keeps them from moving forward and progressing towards a better life where they enjoy sharing their skill or talent with the world. Fear holds them back because they think they have security in their job. They have some other type of thing that they're doing they're afraid to stop doing to pursue it. Most people dream of doing something that they absolutely love as a career that pays them very well, but that's usually where it stops. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. I am just going to say, everybody that you talk to that has a job, that hates their job, usually has something that they say they love to do. They have a hobby. Now, there are some people who, you know, their hobby is going home and sitting on the couch and watching TV. That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about people who have a skill, a talent, a hobby, or even knowledge. I don't want to leave that out. So I want to say that too. You might have a skill or a talent, or you might have a knowledge set where you know 20 to 30% more than most people do about a certain subject, about something that they want to learn or something they just want to know about or something that they want to do in their life. Maybe you have the experience, the knowledge, because you've already done it or you did it 20 years ago and you know about the industry of something. And that's what I'm talking about, turning that into cash, not being afraid to turn that knowledge, turn that talent, turn that skill into money, extra money for you. And I am not going to say that you're going to become a millionaire doing this. I'm not going to say you're going to make hundreds of thousands. However, there is the potential to make millions or hundreds of thousands. Or there's also the potential of making an extra $500 or $1,000 a week. I know a lot of people, not just all over the world, but local people who have taken a skill or a talent, something that they're good at, and they've started teaching a class locally or something like that, and people pay, and they're making an extra $500 to $1,000 a week, which is a lot of money for most people. You know, extra $2,000 a month, I don't think anybody would turn that down, I hope. So let me talk about your knowledge first, because I kind of left that out in the beginning. Maybe you have knowledge and you were in a certain industry and you can give advice to people going into a certain industry. Maybe back in the day, you were involved in a certain type of business. You were a car salesman or you are a manager at a car sales place and you know how to run a team. You know how to do this or do that. You actually could sit down and write a list of things you know how to do that people are just going into that career don't know how to do, or it'd be extremely valuable. They should know. And you know in the back of your head, if they knew this stuff before they went into this industry, man, it would help them out. And you can teach that. That is something that could be valuable as a course. You recording that, a video of you talking about it, and you have, 10, 12 video segments. That could be a course, and there's a lot of course creators making a lot of money. If you're a painter, I talked to a painter locally yesterday, and she was wanting to turn her talent into cash, and we talked a long time, several hours, and we learned that she was passionate about painting. I was talking about, let's make sure you're in a niche. So you're in one segment. What do you like to paint? She told me all the things she liked to paint. She likes to paint dogs and cats, pets, so even horses, any type of pet. And I said, well, there's a lot of people probably, I've never researched it, there's probably a lot of people online who sell pet portraits. Sure enough, we went online, did research, we found people selling like 11 by 17, which aren't that big, 11 by 17 canvases, where they'd send in a picture of a pet, and whoever this person was online that had the business, would paint the pet on the canvas, then they'd mail it to that person. Some of these things were going from $400 to $700 a pop. And she said, oh, I could do that in 2 days. And, I'm like, well, there you go. That's the way you move forward in this business, turning that talent into business. All she did was paint. She didn't know what direction she was going to go. We figured out that we did some research just for like 15 minutes online, found people who were selling pet portraits, very lucrative, and people would just mail her the pet portrait. So her business model is simple. Go start a website, build that website, get that pet portrait website up where you have a form, the person fills out their name, their email, they're interested, and then you just start getting leads. It's not difficult. Most of the time, people either don't know what to do, they don't know that this is a viable option, that it's actually something that they could make money from, this skill, talent, or piece of knowledge, and then they don't know how to do it. But I'm here to encourage you, if you have a skill, a talent, or some kind of knowledge, and you want to make extra money, go for it. Google is huge. Google, you can find, well, YouTube too. Google and YouTube, use that as your resource to find out how the people that are doing the same thing that you're thinking about doing, how they're doing it. People will pay you, like I said in the beginning, if you know 20 to 30% more than they do about something that they want to learn about. They'll pay you, and you usually will get imposter syndrome and think, I am not an expert at this. There are people that are way more qualified than me. I don't see myself as someone who could teach somebody anything. I know this information. Well, you should stop right there. Let me stop you right there and tell you, if you know 20% more than them about that subject, they would probably pay you a couple hundred dollars for a course to learn about that. That's another revenue model that I talk to a lot of people about. They think they have to go online and create this big digital presence, or, we've got to create social media and Instagram and TikTok and get all this buzz about it. Now, I'm not saying that's not good. That's very good, creating buzz online. But what I'm saying is you can do it locally. Your skill or talent or your knowledge can be taught locally. I've heard of people going to the local, Rotary Club, or some of them call it like the Moose Lodge or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? The building where people meet in your community, and they go there once a week, and they teach a class, and it grows. As that class grows, people, pay $25, $50, $100, $150 for a class, depending on what they're teaching. And even if it's only $20 a class, and you have, 40, 50 people show up, you're making great money. And you do that once a week, and these people are making a great income, and they're not going online at all. Now, imagine if you did it locally and started that, and then you started doing it online. Then you just filmed those, you put it on YouTube, and you created a course out of the video that you took. you're talking about a small little empire based off of this skill, this talent, or this piece of knowledge. So that's what I'm here to do, is open up your mind today and how to turn your skill or talent or your knowledge into cash. I guess I'm trying to think through while I'm talking. I don't do that very well, thinking while I'm talking. I'm trying to think through some other talents. Maybe the painter I talked about, if you're an artist, graphic designer, writer, heck, even if you have a skill that is labor intensive, like you want to clean houses and you want to, you don't know how to get out there and put yourself out there. You know what? I'll tell you what. After this episode today, I'm going to do an episode on like starting a local business. So my next podcast episode, I promise, will be going over the basics of starting a local business in your area. So if you have one of these where you want to start it locally and you want to get you want to get a business listing on Google, you want to know how to use that to your advantage, you want to know how to get people calling you to teach them web design, or so that you can design websites, or so that you can clean houses, or so that you can start painting classes, anything like that, I'm going to do an episode on that so that you know exactly how to start, the basics of starting that local business. Now, these are basic, but they are fundamental. They're foundational in you starting a business. So if you're interested in that, I urge you to listen to the next episode when this one is done. So let me jump back in to business and talent. Sometimes people have a talent and they're afraid that that's not a legitimate business. But my friend, I'm here to tell you that people want to learn or buy something from someone who is very knowledgeable or talented in what they're providing. Business and talent should be one and the same. Talent is foundational for successful business. People don't want to go into business, buy from a business, get service from a business where they don't have talented technicians or a talented owner or a talented painter who's painting their pet. People don't want someone who's not talented. So if you have a talent, even if it's a weird talent, and there are people online making money from it, I urge you to go on Google, find out what they're doing, how they're making money, and go from there. There's a podcast example that I want to talk to you about. I can't think of the name of the podcast, but there's a podcast that took off that really shocked me. It was about ham radios. I don't know if you know what those are, but I didn't until I started hearing about all of this, and I knew someone who had this big antenna in their backyard, and they told me all about ham radios. It's capital HAMM, ham radios, and they're basically just radios where it's kind of like a club, kind of like this whole, I hope I don't offend anybody because I don't know a lot about them, but ham radios is this big group of people and they know how to talk on them. Some of the ham radios can reach halfway around the world and they're amazing, and you'll see people that have, I mean, they're really serious ham radio operators and they have huge antennas in their backyard. Well, this guy was a ham radio operator and he had a pretty good amount of knowledge. He'd been doing it for a while and he knew about the technical side of it as well, and about broadcasting, and the stuff that he talked about would bore most people, but he started a podcast, which nowadays is super easy to do. In fact, the agency that I own, we help people with podcasts because a lot of people think it's really hard and technical, but it's really easy. He started a podcast, and then he started off the podcast. Once he built a few, you know, 100 people, he started recording a course. And then once he got up to several thousand people, he started selling courses based off of his knowledge. And then he started a blog, and that started getting a lot of traction online. And he just started this whole thing, which turned into this big business. And needless to say, he's doing very, very well with his podcast, his courses, his website, his business, his consultation business. Now, it grew into this big thing, but he just started with one thing. So that's kind of where I want to go now. If you want to do this, go on Google, find people who are in a similar talent or skill or knowledge base as what you're trying to do. And if they are making money, I'm not saying to copy them, but kind of copy the way they did it. What are they? Not, don't copy their content, their material, but how did they do it? Did they start off with a podcast? Does it look like they started off on social? Did they start off local? Look at kind of their history and how they started. Go to their social media, see their early posts, see how they started, if they're putting people, if they're leading people to a group or a podcast or just started on social or they started local, and follow that path. Start with one area in your path to make money with your skill, your talent, your knowledge, and don't try everything at once because you'll get overwhelmed and you'll quit. But course creators, like I told you, this guy's making a made a course. Course creators can be anybody. It can be you teaching anything you want. And once you do the work and you put it online, people buy that course. The work is done. Now, you might add some things as things get updated with that particular industry, skill, or talent. But it's okay. It won't take you much time because the main work, the foundation's already done. The course is already created. And some courses you create will never change. So creating a course is something great for anybody. And like I said, the course can be created. It doesn't have to be fancy video work. It can be created off of you teaching a class at the local Rotary Club and someone filming it. And then you teaching another class, you teaching different classes on different ways of doing it or different subjects. But course creators make great money. A few of the platforms that you can host your course on are Kajabi. It starts with a K, K-A-J-A-B-I, Kajabi, Teachable, Thinkific. I think there's a few more, but they will host your courses for a fee, and then you can sell them right off of there, and you can even use your own domains. It's not hard, and there's a ton of people online who teach you how to do it. So if you have a talent or a skill or knowledge base, the first thing I would say is try to figure out how to record that and create a course. If you're going to start local, keep that in the back of your mind. As you start local, maybe you want to start recording things and eventually create a course out of that. Start blogging. There's another way. Start blogging or get a small web page that talks about your skill set. You just need somewhere to send people that tells them about you. It tells about your story. It gives them your contact information. It gives them a way to get their contact information to you, maybe some kind of form. It doesn't need to be big. It doesn't need to be fancy. The main thing is doing it. Getting a list of things that you, as you hear me talking, you're probably writing things down, or hopefully you'll go back and listen and write some of these things down. Figure out where you want to start. Start there, and then go from there. Then write another item. Complete that. Make sure you're doing this stuff. You know, making money is not that hard. It's easy to think about and come up with a million ideas. The hard part is actually doing the work to make the money. Making the money is that hard. If you listen to what I'm telling you and you go do a few of these items, maybe even one of these items, it could start making you a great deal of money. You know, if you've got a great knowledge base about something, or a little bit of a knowledge base about something, or you have a talent or skill, I mean, you can coach, you can tutor people, you can teach people, you can create the course, you can create it online, you can do it in person, you can write an ebook, you can start a podcast. It's really endless. There's so many options out there. So I hope this inspires you to take action. I hope this inspires you to get some oomph under you and get you going when you know in the back of your head you have something that you can offer that is worth money. You have something that you can offer that is either, that could either be a course, it could be a small local business. You have something inside your head that you know people would want to listen to you talk about or learn from, or a skill. You've got it. And you know in the back of your head that it could make you money. I hope this inspires you to take action and do something. And like I said, if your idea is something that could start locally as a small business, like teaching classes once a week at a Rotary Club, lodge building in your town, maybe you want to clean a few houses a week, maybe you're a painter, whatever, but you're like, yes, I want to make that extra money. I'd love to make an extra $500 a week, an extra $1,000 a week, or even more than that. I'm going to do the next episode. It's going to be the basics of starting a local business in your area. So listen to that. I hope this inspired somebody. I know it was kind of all over the place. I had in my head today, I was like, I've got people out there who listen to the podcast that want to do stuff, and they're in a job, or they're in this something that they don't like, and they want to eventually get out of, and they know they have a skill that they can move forward on and make money, and they just need a little push. So I hope this pushed somebody. Hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you again soon next time. I am updating things on our website, thechadmunseyshow.com. We are slowly getting there. I've got so much other stuff going on. We just rebranded my agency, Relevant Digital Agency, the website, relevant.agency, if you want to check it out. I help people do a lot of cool things with their marketing, their branding, their websites, their social media, their podcasts, all that sort of stuff. But I've been working on all that, and now I'm going to focus on my podcast. I'm going to focus on making sure that this is strong, giving a lot of valuable information, things that will inspire people and help them, and a lot of practical information. We'll do some interviews down the road too. So visit the website, thechadmunseyshow.com, and I can't wait to speak to you again next time. Have a great day.